Double M here on 105.9 The X. We now resume normal programming. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. That was great stuff, in my view. Nick Catanese from Black Label Society and SpeedX, one of Pittsburgh's great musicians, just a real shredder on the guitar. Guys like him, Reb Beach, the guy from Buck Cherry who's from Elwood City, they're the great musicians in Pittsburgh. They left Pittsburgh and made something huge of themselves. Whether it's Buck Cherry, Black Label, White Snake Winger, Dawkins, you know the list. But yet all we do in Pittsburgh is talk about the Clarks. And I insult the Clarks because, well, it's fun. But they're not that bad. They make a living. That's pretty impressive no matter how you do it in the music business. But we give more recognition to the Clarks, Donnie Iris, Joe Grushecki, the guys who stayed here. I'm not sure there was anything noble in perpetually staying here, although it should be noted, Donnie and Joe did leave Pittsburgh when necessary and made it pretty big for a time in the 70s. Donnie, Joe, the Clarks, they deserve recognition, but so do guys like Nick Catanese and Reb Beach. 412-333-WXDX. Let's get some Penguins talk going. I want to know what you think of Luca Caputi so far. Luca with a point in each of his first two games since rejoining the Penguins from Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Seems to fit in very well on the line with Evgeny Malkin so far. He's definitely a top two-line stale player. And if Bosma's not going to use him there, they should send him back down to Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Penguins should have learned by what was done with Alexei Morozov when he was here, if you put a top two-line style player on the third or fourth line long enough, eventually they turn into third or fourth liners, and you do not want that with Luca Caputi. I think he's played very well. I wonder what you think. 412-333-WXTX. Mike Rupp got another goal last night. Before that, however, he had only scored one in his past 12. Mike Rupp now has 11 goals and just 4 assists on the season. I'm not complaining. That is awesome production from a guy whose career high in goals and points has already been surpassed. But when I look at the 4 assists, I think to myself, by way of replying to those of you who think he should play for extended stretches on one of the top two lines, can he move the puck well enough? It's not just planting that big body in front of the net and getting garbage goals, or even sniping like he did on his goal last night. Can Mike Rupp move the puck well enough to play with a Malkin or a Crosby? I'm not saying no, but I also hesitate to say yes. That said, I would give Rupp a run on one of the top two lines, and I would keep Caputi's run going. Again, the minute Bosma has Caputi penciled in as a third or fourth liner, he has plenty of guys who can do that. Send Caputi down and let him keep getting better. 412-333-WXDX. At the top of the hour, I am going to broach a very sensitive topic, one I hope never becomes reality. But for the first time since both donned Penguin uniforms in the same season, I'm beginning to wonder about the long-term viability of Sid and Gino remaining with the Penguins. If you had to keep one, who would it be? I can answer that already. It's Sid because he sells tickets, much more marketable, merchandise, national endorsements, and I do believe he's a more consistent and marginally better player. Is it possible to keep both those guys? To that end, I have news on some NHL CBA developments. I'm Mark Madden, 105.9 The X.
You're listening to Mark Madden on 105.9 The X.
Double M on The X. Don't forget the big Showtime MMA show tonight at RMU Sewell Center. The fists start flying at 7:30. I'll be out there, so join me to see Showtime MMA Mixed Martial Arts at the Sewell Center on the campus of Robert Morris University. It all kicks off at 7:30.